The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our most lovely planet.
Yeah.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Whew. Welcome to Being Here.
We just had some technological glitches.
But we made it, and we made it in time, so it's...
And if you were waiting, well, so were we.
Excellent. Today's show is called Family Matters. It occurs to us that we are moving
on into the time of the year when you will probably be spending time around family.
And in case you haven't been with us before, or in case you didn't notice, Shy and I finish each other's sentences.
You know, occasionally.
Which is perfect, because I think a lot of people get upset with their families if they, quote, interrupt them. And you can take a clue for how Shy and I operate with each other, because we're actually listening. One starts, the other may say something, and we stop and listen. Listening is such an amazing way to have things be smooth between family members.
That's right.
And anybody else, of course.
But people don't usually listen. We complain to ourselves and our thoughts about how the other person is doing it wrong, if we're normal.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do that, well, I apologize. But I can only speak from my own personal experience of being on this planet for the last 75 years. And I've noticed in that time, most of the time, people don't listen to one another. They disregard because they're lost in their own thoughts. They're going somewhere. They're trying to accomplish something. They've got an agenda that they want to have happen. And so what we suggest, if you want to get the most out of this show, this program, if you want to get the most out of your life, is that you discover how to truly listen. True listening does not involve giving your agreement or disagreement to what's being said. It only involves hearing what's being said from that other person's point of view. If you just hear it, that's enough. Now, the interesting thing about that is it will pull you into current time. And if you get into the moment, well, then your life transforms as a byproduct. So there you have my spiel.
Your spiel du jour.
Yeah, du jour for today.
Why not? And for every day, actually. Shy and I just got back last night from having been in Oregon celebrating my father's 90th birthday.
So we were around family.
And it was very lovely. It hasn't always been so smooth.
But we've gotten more savvy over the years to... actually listen when people are talking rather than listen to our own internal commentary about how they are wrong or they should do it differently. We've also gotten savvy about not pressing those buttons that we know will cause upset. You know, you do that.
You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if people listen to this particular episode, not only those of you who listen regularly, so you just listen to see what's next. But you may pick this one because you're trying to discover how to not be so agitated around family members.
Well, can I say something?
Sure.
Don't blame them for your agitation. If you're agitated, anything will scratch your itch. Anything will give you the justification for complaint and annoyance and upset.
In fact, sometimes family members are a really good device for that. If you need to be agitated so that you don't have to attend to something or look at some aspect of your own life, if you can create a disturbance outside of you or apparently with somebody else, it's a great diversion from the things that aren't particularly working. But what I was thinking of in terms of people looking to have their family members feel less agitating, one of the hidden things I don't think most people look at is what they do either on
awarely purpose or unawarely or on purpose
that pushes the buttons of their family members, and then what comes back is you reap the rewards or you have the consequences of that action. Because people have hot spots, and you are very aware of what your families are, whether you look at it in front of yourself or whether it's something you've internalized. You really know how to ask that question or be in a way that can get their goat.
Yeah, and if you get their goat, they won't address your problems.
You know, one of the things we were looking at this last week in the Speak Up course was how people divert attention away from themselves. So sometimes it's like, wow, you look great. And you don't want to take that compliment because you have ideas about yourself that are, oh no,
less
I've gained
wonderful.
Weight, I don't look so good, I have a zit on my face. And so you won't hear the compliment and you won't say thank you. You'll shunt it off, oh, you look great too. And then the person doesn't feel heard, and the next thing you know, they're irritated with you. We have a caller. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Hey, Elka, where are you calling
Hi.
From today? Hi.
Hi, Ariane Taya.
Hey.
I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Well, thank you for making me smile. I'm blaming you.
I like it.
Hearing your voice makes me smile.
Good. I like it. But yours too make me smile.
Excellent.
Both of you. Yeah.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have a question concerning Christmas Eve and the party we will celebrate on Christmas Eve. This year there will be many people, about 17, and my brother and my sister had problems with this amount of people, but I carried my point that this could be a great party, because this time it is normally we celebrate with in a smaller family with my brother and his spouse and my sister and my husband and the children, which are only 5. And this time there's a part of Dieter's, my husband's family, joining us. And all kids are very happy with it. And my brother and my sister concerned themselves that it's too much, that they won't have, oh, that we can't really talk together. But now they accepted it. But I feel a little responsible now for that it will be a good gathering, and I have the question, how can I make it less stressful?
Well, first off, if I were you, my dear, I would not try to get it to turn out the way you think it ought to, because you're stressing yourself
now
before it ever happens, and you're stressing yourself over what may be, you know.
Let's talk about those 3 principles.
Okay.
The first thing is anything you resist comes to pass. What you resist persists, grows stronger, it dominates your life. So you're not wanting something actually sets it up to happen.
Yeah.
And
you're not really allowing the party to happen, you're putting a pressure on it to happen the way you think it ought to.
That everybody is content and satisfied and has fun.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Elke. Your brother,
yeah.
Is he content and satisfied today?
No.
Okay. Your sister, is she content and satisfied today?
Not really.
No. So how are you going to get both of those to be content and satisfied on the same day with other people around?
That's a great question, yes.
You cannot manipulate people to be the way you want them to be. They'll turn out the way they are.
You know that.
Good.
Second principle, they're going to show up exactly as they do on that day. And the third is, anything you see without judging completes itself.
Anything you allow to be the way it is completes itself. Anything you have fun with completes itself. Anything you disagree with, it sticks around. Anything you play with, enjoy, have fun with, it completes itself.
How old are your kids now?
29 and 32.
And are they going
all the cousins the same age about?
You know, you could also enlist your kids to, instead of just be there as party goers, to have a support in having the day run well and to take care of their family members.
By listening to them. You know, you might even play some party games, like listening. You play the game called listening, where one person speaks and everybody listens.
Yes.
Rather than everybody speaks and nobody listens.
That's a good idea, yes.
Look, Elke, darling, if you have fun with it, it will be fun. If you worry about it, it probably won't be.
I think it already changed for me a lot. I'm sitting here and feeling much lighter already, and I can imagine how it will be a good party for us.
Yeah, you know, one other thing, Elke, before you go, I just am flashing on something that really helped me this past week is I have four other family members, two sisters and my parents. And my dad didn't have a lot of opinions on anything because he doesn't have them right now. He has short-term memory loss, so he doesn't have opinions. He just wants you to choose for him. So the other four of us had very distinct ideas about where to go, what to do, what time to do them, and what he might like best. And they were not always in sync with each other. And what was great for me was to see how often I could just simply say yes, how quickly I could drop my perspective on
her agenda and take on their agenda as though it were her agenda.
And because you, I know you well, and you definitely have strong opinions for things and how things should be done. And sometimes when you get families together, it's just a super great idea to give up your idea of how it should be done and grab somebody else's if they have a strong idea and see where it goes, just like your family did for you in getting together with a larger group of people. So it sounds like you're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the other thing. If you don't hold your sister and your brother to be who they were the last time you saw them, see if you can discover who they are newly, like they're strangers coming to your house rather than you have history with them.
Oh, you know how she is. You know how he is.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes. Yes, and perhaps during these weeks till Christmas, they will change their mind completely and I look forward to this kind of party. And
Part of that may depend on a couple of things. if they're focusing on you and you're second guessing it, they'll second guess it. Because even at a distance, you're connected. So the kinder you are to yourself during this time frame, the more likely you are to have a great holiday party with your family. Because when they think about you, it's like picking up the telephone and talking to you. And if you're in a grumpy mood, they're going to feel it.
Wonderful.
The other thing is this, Elka. They're not wrong for being the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they cannot help but be themselves, and that includes their fears, their worries, their concerns, and their upsets. That's part of who they are. So love is allowing somebody to be the way they are, and it also includes allowing them to be the way they're not, the way you would have preferred them to be. If they're not that way, if you can love them being the way they are, they can transform. If you find fault with them, you'll keep them stuck where you don't like it.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Really.
Thank you.
A lot happened. Yeah,
thank you.
It was a gift for everybody. So appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I think we should go for a break now.
I think you're right.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, a shout out to the folks who are in the Speak Up course. Susan and I look forward to seeing you tonight in New York City. If you're not in that course, but you would like to do something with Shia and I, next thing we have, and even if you are in the course,
is The Freedom to Breathe, An Art of Being a Healer, on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th here in New York City.
And we have people flying in from all over the world. And
literally, we have somebody coming in from Hong Kong.
From Switzerland. And
we have some people from Germany as well.
And our doctors even come into that course. So it's going to be very well attended. There is room for you. It's very powerful. If you want to know more about it, you just go to our website.
transformationmadeeasy.com.
You know, wherever you're listening from, we thank you. We have a shout out today for our listeners from Korea and Italy.
And Brazil and Taiwan and Trinidad.
Vietnam, South Africa, and Peru. We've recently made some friends in Peru, and it's nice having you all out there.
Yep.
So thanks for being a part of our community. And if you're loving the show, be sure to share it. We have another caller. Let's take him. Eric, you with us?
Hi.
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 I'm calling in from New York City, right here.
Hey, right here, right now. Welcome to the show.
What can I do? What can we do for you? What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
So I'm not going to be seeing family for the holidays, at least not for Thanksgiving. And then the family I will be seeing will be Holly, my wife's family, around Christmas time.
Okay.
And I have this thought that I should be closer to my family than I am. My mom lives in Florida. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Has your family ever been closer than it is?
I suppose when I was a kid.
But no, I'm talking in your recent memory.
No.
Well, then why would you expect them to be closer than they are now?
I think, you know, it's funny as I hear myself say this, I see the humor in it, but I think a better me would have a closer family, would reach out more, would have them reach out to me more, or even talk. There's one family member that we just don't talk, my sister.
You know, it's interesting, Eric. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you watch television at all?
Yes, I do.
Well, has it occurred to you, you're now getting the holiday sales events, the how to sell a car, how to sell food, how to sell, and they all depict happy families and gift giving.
Yeah, they sure do.
And then, do you ever find it puts a pressure on you or that you start comparing?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely compare.
We came across this great quote recently that says, Shai just inhaled a spit, I think, comparison is the thief of joy. And, you know, you can't compare your family to, well, you can, everybody does it, but your family is unique to itself. And if you, there's two different things you're saying here. One is, if you think a better you would reach out, that's change. Changes is comparison based. It's good and bad, right and wrong, better and worse.
You know, it's to manipulate the future to turn out to some idea your mind has of what a better moment would be. And so if you did call that person in your family that you haven't spoken to, how would you be greeted?
Well, I mean, the truth is I don't know, but considering how it was left last time, not very well. And I'm totally underselling that. Yeah,
okay.
It was not a pleasant experience.
But here's the thing. What you have to look at in yourself is if you have a genuine interest in being in contact with that person. There may be people listening to this who've had a rift, and
they should call that person. There may be people who've had a rift and should not call that person. You guys, you got to look for yourselves and see what your truth is, not the right thing to do. You know, I once had a breakup with a young lady that I was at that time engaged to, and my manager at work said something to me that was one of the most freeing questions ever asked. She said, do you think you should be upset or are you upset? Actually, she asked, are you upset or do you think you should be upset? That was a correct order. And I thought I should be upset. But in fact, I was done with the relationship. So it was really a gift to be out of it.
Yeah.
You have certain rules of right ways to be, and a lot of them, like Ariel said, were taught to you on television.
But additionally, Eric, I think it's a good time to talk about the difference between being right and being alive. You know, if you have a genuine or an impulse to reach out to somebody and you don't because you're being right that they're a jerk,
that will have consequences.
That's very different than reaching out because you think you should. It wasn't too long ago, a fellow who started coming to our Mondays, he actually, and weekends, he ran into a couple people on the subway, and they were so bright. Colleen and Susan were so bright. They got into a conversation. Colleen and Susan invited this fellow named David. He really enjoyed it. He started to see things about how he was going about his life, and he was telling us how he picked up the phone and talked to his sister, who he hasn't spoken to in years, and how lovely it was and how it wasn't the case.
Yeah, but she's not telling you that to get you to call your brother.
I'm saying it because there's not a right way. We know another lady who comes to our evenings and weekends who recently told us that she is not currently speaking to her brother because her brother was so incredibly nasty. I made it very clear that he didn't want to have anything to do with her or the family, that she said she feels it's respectful to respect his request to not communicate. And so she's not. So as Shia said, you really have to look at your truth, not your internalized standards of a better you.
Right. It's really about what you feel, not what you think.
Okay.
You know, the other is when you get together with another culture, and you know, you're relatively recently married, like within the last year or so, or a little longer, sometimes that culture gets overlaid on you. So if you have a family that gives gifts, they then think that they should give gifts. So, for instance, I was speaking to my sister Kathy, and she was saying to me, what should I give Shia for Christmas? And I said, how about a card? And she said, oh, yeah, a gift card. I said, no, I'm talking a greeting card. Shia's culture, his family, has never been gifts, and we're not exchanging gifts on Christmas. I'm not sure that you should, I'm sure you shouldn't feel a pressure to go out and buy him something. But my family culture is very different. So you also, in relation to being with your wife's Holly's family, you may start feeling a pressure to look good or conform to their family standards rather than do what's true between you and your family members.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, yesterday was our one-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
The other thing is this, Eric. We live in a very upset world right now where there's a lot of upset and anger just looking for something to blame it on. And if you're smart, and I know you are, you won't provide people with the opportunity of blaming you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thank you. That's a really good thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, if you don't press their hot spots, and you don't need to, if you know them, and if you're kind to yourself, you'll be kind to them. and you won't have to press those buttons that will upset them.
Yeah. God, I'm so glad I call in and talk to you too. You're brilliant.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward.
I'm sorry. Yes.
The other thing is, most people are upset. They have rolling upsets going on in them. We flew in last night from Oregon with a very lovely young lady who sat next to us on the plane. And when she talked to us about her life, I realized how incredible the community we have around us is, that they are, for the most part, not living from one upset to the next. You know, that you have the ability to not have to push a person's buttons, not have to make them feel in some way inferior. And look, they only feel inferior if they feel inferior, but you can push them in that direction, or you can support them in sidestepping that so they don't have to even go in that compartment.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I can see how I have that power. Sort of like a superpower you can use for either good or evil, if you will.
Yeah, you know, you have humor. And humor can be used to diffuse a situation, or humor can be used to poke at somebody and apparently look innocent. And if you are normal, you've done both.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent. You know, something that we didn't, I know you are, do you have another moment? Because I have one other thing to say to you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Cool. It occurred to me that one thing that we didn't say to Elka, and I'm assuming that she is, you know, still listening in Hamburg, is that people at this time of year tend to run forward in their thoughts. They're thinking about the future. And rather than being right where you are, and we're trying to pin our hopes and dreams on a particular day, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah, or that time where we're getting together with our family and loved ones for a get-together. And so our thoughts keep running off to that event rather than investing in here and now and being present and attentive to your environment. Then when you get there, it'll be so easy to be attentive to your environment and the people who are in it, because you will be practiced at it.
Right. That makes complete sense to me.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I will be at the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer. It's a fantastic seminar. I'm excited.
Great. We look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Let's.
Hi, Corinne. You with us?
Oops. Hello.
Hello.
Maybe it was just on my side. There was a little crashy noise. Hello, this is Corinne.
That may have been when they connected you through the soundboard so we could hear you. That's all that was.
Good, good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's
Where
so
are you
good
today?
To Sorry?
Where are you today?
I'm in Glarus in Switzerland.
Glarus, Switzerland.
Yes.
Now, GLaDOS is the town that your main bakery is in?
Yes.
I know exactly where it is then, because we actually visited your bakery.
Yum, yum.
Wow. Yum, yum. And you probably know where I am right now, because I'm up in my bedroom, and you've been up into my bedroom. Well, that sounds a bit funny, doesn't
it?
Well,
that sounds very racy.
Yes, you showed us where you grew up and where you lived and where your bedroom is when you visit. Because I know you now live with your husband, Danny, not there, but you come some of the time.
Yes,
Exactly. I was in the bedroom too, which could sound racy too, but so let's move on, because it wasn't. It was like, oh, there's where she lives.
Yes. Well,
look, what can we do for you?
It's so great to listen to the whole radio show, because I listened from the start, and yeah, all these family things are coming up. And my question was that it's not only the family, like that, how shall I say, when we get together that I'm feeling a bit stressed. It's also like the holiday time, because it's usually quite busy. And you know me quite well, so I thought maybe you have some insight where I go, because I know the stress comes from me.
Okay, but, wait. The stress comes from you going off into the future and worrying about how things are going to turn out.
Yes.
Stress does not live in you. If you're here, where you are, there's nothing to stress over. It's only when you want to produce some kind of agenda or result in the future that you stress yourself.
You make me smile.
Well, thank you. You make me smile. Look, while we're smiling, can you hold on for a little while? Hold that smile. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll be back with Corinne. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
As long as we're talking about the holidays, one of the great presents you can give yourself or your family is our book, Practical Enlightenment. It is an excellent tool for staying present and centered regardless of the circumstances. Also, I really, really recommend our relationship books, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven and How to Create a Magical Relationship, where you discover relationships are really 100% your responsibility, and it goes in depth into...
That's no fun.
Yeah, it should be someone else.
I
want
to be able to blame them.
Yeah. yes, so... It's cool, but I guess I'm not going anywhere because I can't remember anything else. What else do we have to let people know? Oh, our next Monday Night Live is November 28th. We are not at, we're going to be down in Costa Rica finalizing things for our Costa Rican adventures in January coming up. And
we still have a few, very few spaces. If you want to join us in Costa Rica, there is
a couple open up.
There is a prerequisite that you do a weekend with us, and we have two weekends here in New York before we go to Costa Rica. One is the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer, December 2nd to 4th, and the other one is
Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle, and that's right after the first of the year. Again, if you want to know more, you can contact us at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You know, transformation really is easy. All it takes is getting into current time. You get into your life and your life transforms. And I mean, it becomes easy and fun and effortless. No drama. But now if you're addicted to drama, that could be a problem. So if you really want drama in your life, better you don't come to our workshops.
Yeah. Corinne.
Corinne's back. I heard her laugh.
That's great. You said something about how stress comes from you, and Shia talked to you in the last segment about going forward, thinking forward, being forward thinking, as most of us are. But I flashed on something, and that was, as I'm visiting my dad, one of the things that he really still enjoys is smoking a cigar. And he smokes quite a few of them.
Because he doesn't remember when he had his last one, so...
He just has the impulse, and he goes and he smokes the one, and so his hands are very cigar smoky. And I sat quite a bit holding hands with him, which was just indescribably lovely to be with him. And sometimes while he was awake and sometimes while he was sleeping, and it was really, really sweet. But my hands then smelled like I had been smoking a cigar. And it occurs to me that you underestimate that as a person who has a bakery, or you and your family have many bakeries, that people come to order things for their holiday meals, for their get-togethers with their office mates, for their something to send to a family member maybe at a distance. And they can be stressed. They can come in and be having a lot of challenges at work. And you deal with the public, and you deal with your employees who deal with the public also. So it can be like holding hands with somebody who smokes a cigar. You go home and you smell like cigar smoke. Which is part of why I believe people listen to this radio show. They come to the international calls. They do weekends with us. They listen to our books. And the Premium Excellence Club also has that video component. But I wouldn't underestimate the fact that you're coming across people who are stressed and to do things to support yourself in your own well-being, like you're doing today, of course.
Yes, that makes so much sense. Because sometimes I'm like around my employees and I don't think I have so much work, but I can see, because they're doing different work than I do, it makes... Right now, it just makes a lot of sense, and it's sort of clicking. I don't know how to describe it, but it makes, yes, that person was stressed because she had a lot to do. And then I got confused why I was stressed, but now that makes absolutely sense.
Can I tell you something? She wasn't stressed because she has a lot to do.
She has a lot to do because she's stressed.
She's stressed.
Yes.
She blames the stress level on the amount of work. Work doesn't produce stress. Resisting doing work produces stress. Resisting what you have to do in your life causes stress. But having a lot to do is not stressful unless you resist what you have to do.
Because if you're here, you're not thinking about everything that is on the list to be done. You're just involved in what you're doing. But if, as Shia says, you're resisting what you have to do, complaining about the volume of work, you create stress for yourself. I guarantee you, if you take a look, you handle easily 10 times more things than that individual, but you have trained yourself out of complaining about the things that you've
that wanted,
you're going to do anyway.
Yes. Yes. It's for everyone like this, not only for me. Yes.
You know, the other thing I really admire about you, Corinne, you and I were having a conversation when Shai and I came and led the courses in Hamburg, and you were there. And I was talking about my favorite shops here in New Jersey that are consignment shops where you go and you buy clothes that are have been gently used and how much fun it is. And I invited you to come, and I'd take you shopping at all my favorite stores. And you really wanted to come, and you wanted to come to the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer, but it's a busy time of year. But you looked and saw what would support you, what you wanted to do, and you didn't say, I can't do that because my workload is too heavy.
You know, there's a difference between looking at what you want to do or giving yourself reasons to do or not to do. The difference between choosing from your heart or giving yourself reasons from your reasonable nature of why you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And most people make the mistake of weighing the pros versus the cons rather than looking and seeing what their truth is in the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I saw you look at it, and I saw you make the leap into what was possible, and I'll be really surprised if this isn't your most efficient year ever during the holidays, even though you have more bakeries open. How many employees do you have?
We have now 100.
Yeah. And how many locations are your bakeries?
Sorry?
How many locations? How many stores?
8 stores.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's great, really. And what you said just touched me, really, and I have to say that I learned through your workshops and international calls and books and radio shows the way to my heart, you know, that I wasn't sure some years before what was the truth of my heart. And I love transformation and what you do, because I really, through these workshops and seminars, I got into contact with my heart. And that's so precious.
Well, you're so precious.
You are.
And we look forward to seeing you in New York next week.
Yeah. Or actually in New Jersey.
Okay. In New Jersey next week. We have another caller. We could talk with you forever, but forever is coming to a close right now.
So we'll have some late night chats in about a week. But thank you for calling today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Choose.
Please.
All right. We have Julie on the line. Julie, you with us?
I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you in the Bronx?
I am. Yeah, I'm in the Bronx in the high school where I work as a high school principal.
Welcome to the show. You have a big family there then.
Huge family, yeah. I have lots of kids.
lots of kids.
Yeah.
Both teachers and smaller kids, younger kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I have kids of all ages in my school.
There you go.
Well, including myself in some ways, because one thing I've noticed recently is, when I was a teenager, I remember being very embarrassed about my parents. Like,
whatever they did was embarrassing. They were doing everything the wrong way. So if I was out in public with them, like I remember them even taking, when they first drove me to college, I just remember on that first day that they drove me to college, me being a real brat and judging everything they were saying and doing.
Well, what you're describing is very common. I don't know very many people who weren't beastly in their teens and who also were not embarrassed by their old-fashioned or out-of-step parents.
Right.
You sound very normal.
Yeah, I think that's a very normal description. I thought, you know, that's what I see in the teenagers that I work with now in my high school. But what I've noticed recently is that I also, sometimes when I'm out in public with my boyfriend, I judge things about him that I don't judge, or that I'm not aware of judging if we're not around a group of people or a group of friends. And it reminds me of the way I was so judgmental of my parents.
Very good. I like that. That's great that you're seeing that. Because you see, when you're alone with Sathya, you're nobody's there to judge you guys for being the way you are. But the idea of other people judging you, you want to be judged in a positive way, not in a negative way.
So what you're describing is this split where you have attention on yourself rather than being fully engaged in your environment. So you're partially engaged in your environment and a certain attention on how you look or how you're being perceived.
And that, Julie, may come from the people that you're with in their insecurities. See, if they worry about what people think about them, it'll wash over onto you.
Okay.
So then you'll start picking up that, do I fit in? What will people think? What will they say? Will they like us? Can he do it wrong?
You know, and lots of times you're unaware that people are actually looking around and judging their environment. We were on the plane yesterday with this gal that I was sitting in the middle and she was at the window and Shia was at the aisle. And toward the end of our flight together, she's like, how long have you guys been together? You clearly love each other. I can tell. And so she was having a conversation with herself, and not in a good way or a bad way, not unusually, perceiving what was going on around her. And you have those feelers out that can pay attention to what people think and whether or not you're being perceived well. But one of the challenges is you now have a boyfriend, and anybody who's got issues with men, they're going to run through your thought process.
Can you tell me that? Can you explain that more? Anybody who has issues with men, they're going to run through my thought process?
Yes. In other words, if you're in the vicinity of somebody who has an issue with men, your mental schematic will link up with their mental schematic, and you'll start thinking thoughts similar to theirs.
Okay.
So you'll pick up their prejudices in your thought processes and believe it to be you.
We only have like a couple minutes left, but if we look at two cultures, Shai's culture and my culture are very different. I grew up Christian. He grew up Unitarian. And we had a whole range of... I grew up Unitarian. You grew up Jewish. Sorry. I converted him. But everything was different, even, you know, how you use your fork, how you use your knife, what side of the plate you put the napkin on when you're setting a table.
Don't put your elbow on the table.
So when we're together, I have no attention on, for instance, how he eats. But around a fully formed other culture, I am aware of people's thought processes. If you don't resist it, if you don't judge it, you don't judge yourself for having those thoughts, they're not going to hop out of your mouth as if they're reality. They'll just be part of the fabric of the internal conversation that doesn't have to mean anything or drive you to do anything that you will regret.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Hey, we got to go. Next week's show is Thanksgiving every day.
Yeah, and we are. So thank you all for being with us.
If thanks
you've enjoyed
for joining
this,
us.
It's a great resource. Share the show.
Yep.
We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.